Robert Benton's Kramer vs. Kramer, you may not realize, became the highest-grossing film of 1979, won 5 Oscars out of its 9 nominations.
Ted, I'm leaving you.
And whatever you may say about its view of women, motherhood, marriage, and divorce.
Was this some kind of joke?
It was an important film for Meryl Streep, then just turning 30 and rising fast, but not yet a major movie star.
I paid the rent, I paid the Con Ed bill.
Meryl Streep, she took over that movie in the best way possible. In a very quiet voice, she just took it over.
Writer-director Benton has spent most of his life making movies, but he started his career as a writer and art director for Esquire, the so-called magazine for men, after coming to New York from Waxahachie, Texas, in the 1950s.
I have one gift. I can talk anybody into anything.
An unusual admission, perhaps, to an interviewer. But never mind. While he was at Esquire, he became friendly with an editor there, and using his talent for persuasion, Benton says, he talked his colleague David Newman into a collaboration by spinning him stories of the glamorous life of screenwriters.
Made up out of whole cloth. I'm a born liar. And we decided to write a movie together.
Hey, what's your name anyhow?
Clyde Barron.
Hi, I'm Bonnie Parker. Pleased to meet you.
That turned out to be Bonnie and Clyde, the 1967 movie, both rollicking and dark, about bank robbers during the Great Depression. It was part of a new spirit in the movies at the time.
There was a kind of electric energy connected with movies and European movies finding their way into an American audience.
You best keep running, Clyde Barrow. And you know it.
Benton and Newman loved French films, and they had positioned Bonnie and Clyde as a new wave gangster movie, named for the new wave style that had emerged in France in the 50s and 60s. Along the way, Benton befriended François Truffaut, met with Jean-Luc Godard, but still, the script floated around for years.
They went to virtually every director or producer we could think of, and they all turned it down. Everyone turned it down. And David and I used to have this gallows humor about we would be in our 90s walking down the street and still trying to talk somebody into, you know, buying Bonnie and Clyde.
But as we now know, Warren Beatty turned up, loved the script, pulled in Arthur Penn to direct, and amidst much controversy, movie history was made. How did Benton know how to write a movie? A product of his youth, perhaps. For one thing, he couldn't read.
I couldn't read at all. I was dyslexic. I was spent every summer in summer school. And my father, for whatever reason, would come home from work, and instead of saying to a student who's failing in school, "Have you done your homework?" he would say, "Do you want to go to the movies?" And of course I was going to say yes.
Young Robert and his dad would escape to the movies 3 or 4 times a week.
And I learned narrative from movies, not from books. And they're very different kinds of narrative.
39 thefts, 33 burglaries.
Something about the movie Asphalt Jungle, 1950, directed by John Huston. The story of a disastrous jewel heist got to him during one of those jaunts with his dad. The opening was done in a documentary style, and he'd never really seen a documentary. He was 17.
I knew I was seeing something that I had never seen before. When the movie was over, my father said, "Let's go." And I said, "No, I'm going to watch it again."
Oh, my God, Dick.
And he sat through Asphalt Jungle a second time.
And I walked home.
He had taken it all in.
I learned there are things you can do without words.
And it stayed with him forever. He wound up making a curious collection of his own movies, including his favorite, Places in the Heart, released in the fall of 1984, a film that's personal to him, and it really is a great one. It's about his family.
A highly fictionalized version of my family, and it was shot in my hometown.
The film is notable for its strong performances by Sally Field, a young John Malkovich, Ed Harris, Danny Glover, and also for an absolutely astonishing tornado scene.
Tornado coming! Get on in here!
Here's how they did it.
We bought a bunch of shacks that were falling down and then blew them up with the camera rolling.
It was a very convincing effect. The director was also convincing in The Late Show, his offbeat comic film noir with Art Carney and Lily Tomlin, and in Kramer vs. Kramer, now being written about quite a bit.
What's that say?
It says Kramer.
Kramer? Who's that?
The movie delivered.
That's us.
A memorable father-son relationship.
The boy was unbelievably good. We tested like 300 kids.
Benton says he never actually directed Justin Henry, the young actor.
I went to Dustin and said, this is what I need. Can you get it? And he was very good about that.
You remember there being the chocolate chip ice cream alone?
The ice cream scene was a scene that Dustin and the boy worked out together.
And you're not going to have any of it until you eat all your dinner and then eat your meat and your corn. Where are you going?
Right, and he says, don't you touch that.
Yeah.
And he... just right in front of him, just
that was really written by the two actors as much as anybody else.
Did you hear me?
I kept thinking, all the boy has to do is believe it. And Dustin made him believe it. He didn't need to teach him to act. He just had to make him believe it.
Robert Benton can do that, too. He can make you believe it. Is that what he's loved about movie sets? The belief? He says... that wasn't it.
It wasn't anything creative. It had nothing to do with creativity. A movie set is like a family. And I desperately need a family. Even when it doesn't go well, I love that group of people working together, listening to each other. It doesn't always go smoothly. Sometimes I've done some horrible pictures, some really horrible pictures.
Another unusual admission from the multiple Oscar-winning writer-director Robert Benton, a self-proclaimed born liar. He is now, what else would he be doing? Writing his memoir, which you can believe or not. It's Fishko Files. I'm Sarah Fishko.